Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first Friday Face Show. This is a show that is going to air the first Friday of the month, and I would like for you to your friends and family listen to the show. If you've missed any parts of this broadcast, please go back to the link and re-listen or share cast with family, friends. So let's do a little housekeeping. If you have any questions that you would like to hear on the show, you can contact me at pat@essenceofbeautybytricia, and spelled T-R-I-C-I-A. So that's pat@essenceofbeautybytricia.com. I am a full-service spa located in the northeast section of the Bronx, 3.1 miles away from Co-op City and only seconds from Throgs Neck Bridge. My website is the www.essenceofbeautybytricia.com. And I also have a Facebook page, and I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to like the Facebook page and also to share it with others. And the Facebook page is Essence of Beauty by Tricia. So every first Friday of the month, I'm going to do a live Periscope show from bar, and then they have the broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. If you like what you hear, like to make an appointment, you can go to my website, Essence of Beauty by Tricia, and you can click on the contact link, and there you will see my website with a /StyleSeek, and you can actually go and schedule your own appointment. So before we begin, I'd just like to say that today is September, the first day of September, and September is National Skincare Month. So it's only fitting that this month, our first conversation will be on back, and we're going to talk about the various layers of the skin. So the skin has three layers. That's of importance to us, and too bad this is Blog Talk Radio because you can't see my chart, but we have the epidermis, which is the top layer of the skin, and this is the part that you see. This is where you get your coloring, the keratin. This is that area of the skin, the top layer. Then you have the dermis, and this is the second layer of the skin. It's much thicker and does a lot for your body. It makes sweat, nerve endings, roots of the hair is found there in the dermis. Then you have the subcutaneous fat, which is the layer and it controls the body temperature. It's the pad for muscles and your bone. It actually protects your bones from bumps and bruises. But now that you know the different about the skin types that we have. Now, generally, we talk about four different skin types: normal, oily, dry, and combination. But for tonight's show, we're going to talk about five different skin types. One is normal skin. And a normal skin has a significant amount of oil and moisture, and usually is free from blemishes. If you were to describe a fruit and compare it to normal skin, I would say an apple, because you really don't generally see very large pores on a normal skin. And oily skin, on the other hand, have an abundance of oil and may or may not have blemishes. So just because you have oily skin does not mean that your skin has blemishes. Generally, an oily skin, the pores are usually a little larger. to see. And again, a lot of times they will have kind of acne, but that may not be the case. A dry skin or in moisture, or it could be lacking in both at the same time, oil and moisture. A combination skin made up of the four that I had just mentioned. And we talk about the zone area, which causes forehead and down straight nose into the chin area. Then we have the mature skin. The mature skin is usually loose. It usually has wrinkles. It could have fine lines or deep lines, you know, depending on the person. Sometimes we like to call them character lines. One person, you can see where the person outlined where they smile or where they crinkle their forehead. As an esthetician, when a person comes into my spa, one of the things that I do is I provide my potential new customer with a questionnaire. And the questionnaire asks them about their medical history, their facial history, and then also have them analyze this, because usually people are somewhat on point. They could tell you, if they feel if the skin is oily or whatever. And then also I like to know what brings them to the spa at this particular time. To properly analyze a person's skin, one of the things that must be done, you have to, as an esthetician, remove any makeup and oils from off the skin. And you do this by giving them a complete cleansing of the face. Once the face is clean and dry, one of the things you can do, you can use your facial mirror, which has a magnifying glass, to observe the person's skin, the client's skin. This magnifies and has a light, so you can actually see what's going on in. And also, what we have is called the wooden lamp. It's another which we use to analyze the skin. Once the skin has been properly analyzed, I generally sit down with the client and discuss the client's needs and concerns. And I always ask the client what type of skincare products that they are using. And, unfortunately, I find that a lot of people use a mixture of products. So, for example, they will use a Noxzema cream and a Mary Kay cleanser. To get the best and full result that you're looking for, you really need to use a complete system in one line, because they're made, things are made to balance each other. And when you're mixing things up on your face, you're not getting the full result. Also, I find that a lot of times people diagnose themselves. They will use products that are designed for a person who has oily skin, and they may have dry skin. You just sit down with an esthetician so that you can determine what kind of skin products is best for your skin type. Once that has determined what type of skin type that customer has and what the client's concerns are, based on that, I determine what type of treatment is going to be used. And there's various treatments. Masks, there's clay masks, there's a peel mask, there's sheet mask, there's various types of masks, there's various types of scrubs, that can be used with different ingredients. So I would determine what type of cleansers, what type of scrub or mask I would use on the client's face. And I will also determine whether this person is a candidate for microdermabrasion, or should I use a European facial on this particular client, or whatever. So these are the things that is determined during the first or the initial period of the visit at my spa, and pretty much what it should be at any spa. So now what cause our skin to have or not be in the best health? That's a better way of saying it. And there's several reasons. One, we hear it all the time, you have to drink plenty of water. Generally we say 8 glasses of water a day should be enough water for the person, but that's really not true. You know, if I have a lot of people who come in and they say drink plenty of water throughout the day, and yet their skin feels dry. So, you know, you may be a candidate, may have to drink more than 8 glasses of water per day. And you could get your water source not only from water, but you get your water source from other things that have water, that pertains water, like tea and this and that and the other. Exercising. Exercise is very important for our health as well as our skin. Getting the proper rest, trying to get the necessary hours of sleep per night is also very important for your skin health. What you eat is, you are literally what you eat. So watch your diet, too much oily food. It's going to come out somewhere. It's going to come out in the form of skin. So, you really have to watch your skin, watch what you eat. You should protect your skin. Whether you're wearing makeup or not, you should always wear a sunscreen to protect your skin and your moisturizer. That's not only during the summer months, but as well as the winter months as well. So let's talk about home care. Once the service has been provided for my client, then we discuss their home care treatment. And that could include a mask. If they have very extremely oily skin, I may recommend that they mask twice a week. If their skin is sensitive or normal, I would recommend once a week. Once a week with mask or scrub. I personally like to recommend scrubs to those who have sensitive skin, but those who have normal skin or oil skin, either once or twice a week is appropriate. Some people said to me, some people say, I can't use a skincare program. Well, you're already doing it. You're already washing your face. You're already using moisturizer. Generally, the only thing you're adding in the morning and in the evening is a toner. And then once or twice a week, you scrub or do a mask. So we're running out of time. I apologize. I have technical difficulties getting on. But I'd like to thank you all for listening. And next month, we'll be back here on October 8th. So have a wonderful week. Have a happy Labor Day weekend, and good night, everyone. Again, my company's name is The Essence of Beauty by Tricia. Thank you. Good night, everyone.